back to the KODY studio for more Mugs in the Morning with Tristan Winder, only on KODY 1240 AM, 106.1 FM.
And welcome back. Joining us now, City Councilman Andrew Lee. Andrew joining us to discuss his candidacy for the mayor of North Platte. Andrew, good to see you again.
Hey, how's it going, Tristan?
Doing well. Good to have you in the studio once again. And Andrew, of course, announced several weeks ago he's running for the City of North Platte to represent it as its next mayor. So, Andrew, how's the campaign trail been treating you?
Not bad, you know. I spent last night trying to track out where I'm going to be going this afternoon, door to door and that kind of thing, you know. You try to plan it out so that way you're not doubling up places, that way you can get to everywhere and try to hit everybody that's wanting to hear from you. And, you know, it's just kind of a fun process, I guess, a little bit.
So what is the strategy in terms of the canvassing door-to-door? Are you going to hit up each ward individually, or what's the strategy?
Street by street.
Street by street.
So if you want to know how much of a nerd I am, here we go. Here's the nerd side of me. I have a giant city map that has each ward and each precinct inside those wards broken down. And they're color-coded with a highlighter that, okay, I think I can get this one done today, you know, and that kind of thing. So I can keep track of where I'm at.
I like it. There's a lot of strategy that goes into it.
You know, and it's just easy, and it's right next to my bed, to be honest. That's how bad it is. It's right next to my bed, so I'm staring
at it. You're sleeping about it.
I'm going to sleep, and I'm thinking about it, and then I wake up, and I see it first thing in the morning. I'm like, okay, today's the day. You got to add this one on there, you know, and stuff like that. So,
well, and a lot of thought does have to go into any campaign, but especially for that as the mayor, I'm sure.
You know, you have to plan a lot of stuff. I mean, there's a lot of moving parts in a city. I mean, it's never just one issue or another issue, and there's so many things going on sometimes that aren't even just the general public's, like, this is our main concern right now, you know. Just from being on council and talking to a couple of our three of our past four mayors in North Platte, you know, there's so many little things that people have when they come, you know, into the office. It's not just the big bullet point issues, but people really do care about those bullet point issues. And I think North Platte Public Schools saw some of that yesterday. There are massive issues in this town that we keep running up against, and I'll say this. The city has done some work on that side of it, you know, in terms of reducing the property tax mill levy. You know, from when I got on there, we had a massive amount of debt. We worked on paying off a lot of that debt. We were able to use some of that to bring down the mill levy. And we returned it down to where it was in 2006, a couple years ago. So you're talking, we were able to take, you know, a 10-year low on our mill levy. We can't affect what the assessor decides to do. I did ask our state senator if he planned to change the formula, and he told me that he had no care to work on the formula. That wasn't the problem. And to me, that seemed like the problem is the formula. That's what keeps raising people's property taxes, you know, like their overall dollars. We keep lowering the mill levy, and it gets swallowed up because the state doesn't change their part of it that says that the formula, that if you change a window out, that now your house is worth $10,000 more. And everybody that owns a house that's listening to this right now knows exactly what I'm talking about. You change a window out, or sorry, even if your siding looks a little more faded, well, I guess it only goes up $3,000 this year. You know, I mean, it's ridiculous. The state's got to figure out their side of it here. I mean, the schools, the city, the county, we can only do so much. I mean, at some point, we're just not going to have roads. We'll just go back to gravel roads and try to get our mill levy as low as we can to make you happy. But, you know, there's some things we can do. You know, I think there's plenty of things that we haven't done here at the city level that we can start to try to work on to keep combating this issue. People always want to talk about, you know, Iron Eagle, and I try to do my due diligence work. Okay, so the expense on that, you know, I've voted to try to kill that thing, you know, a couple times. We tried to after the floods and stuff like that. We didn't have the votes on the council, so we went down in flames. I took my chastising from the Iron Eagle lovers, and and then there comes last year. They go, hey, this is it. We want to go after it again. I knew we didn't have the votes for it, but that wasn't, you know, the pure thing. The problem was we had a project coming up, which then became known as the Chief Development Project. So I looked at the benefit of the growth that would incur in that area, the growth that would allow us to kind of redevelop some of that area that's just a giant field right now that we didn't have before because that land wasn't for sale before. It became for sale. The guy wanted to get it developed right away. He wanted to get things done. Well, the growth that would happen out there is just massive in terms of, you know, building the business side of the property tax base, so that way it's less on the residential side. They're not getting tax cuts on that side of it, so I, you know, I mean, it, you know, it really helps everybody here. And beyond that, they said they needed it to be well-maintained. So I said, okay, so what is this well-maintained and what is the cost value on it? And it basically came out to, it costs more money to maintain that, to turn it, you know, there's some people that are like, well, just turn it into a city park. It costs more to turn it into a city park. We lose more money than that $300,000 every year if we turn it into a city park. So I don't want to go down that road and be like, well, see, it's no longer a golf course. Don't worry about how much it's losing now, you know, and try to pull a veil over people's eyes. I'm not stupid. If you try to put a padlock around it or something like that, you're just being really naive. I won't lie to you. You're going to be spending an extra $200,000 or more a year trying to maintain that area. So if you want somebody that actually can study those numbers and figure them out and realize where we're going to lose more or less, so that's me. But we can go on beyond that here. Let's just go really, really deep into this real quick. I mean, so I went around and talked to a bunch of the engineers and stuff like that to try to figure it out. We can actually make money on that ground out there. If we can, my first priority is to try to find someone to buy that golf course and says, I love golf. I think I can make golf work. I think I can make it work here. And I do think it could work, but it will never work if it's a city-owned golf course. Why? Because the city sucks. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. We're bad at running things. I mean, governments are not inherently built to run things. That is not our prerogative. That is not our good thing. It's like building by committee, and we all know what that creates. It creates a camel. It's a really ugly horse. You know what I mean? It's an inefficient horse. So we don't want that, and I don't think anybody really wants that. What we want is to get it, for me, is to get it out from the control of the city to somebody who really cares about it, that can really work it and try to make that thing. Because when your back is against the wall and you have to make those business decisions, the city can keep, you know, pumping money into it until we have no money left, I guess. Or if you're a private business person, you have to figure out how to make it work. And I think that's what our local golf courses have done, and that's what they need to be able to do. If that doesn't work, if I can't find somebody to buy it, which I told them that they had this year to find somebody to buy it, or else they're going to see a no on my vote in August when that budget comes up. They're going to see, you know, the not nice side again, where I gave them a one-year moratorium to try to find somebody to buy that golf course, or at least get close to that, is that really I started talking around, and we can actually monetize that land out there. I think I can get most of our debt back on that thing out there. There's actually entities that are interested in buying those wetland credits that would be that low-lying flooding area. There are some areas of that that is considered developable because of its height. We can make our money back, or pretty close to it, I think, out there.
Again, City Councilman Andrew Lee joining us discussing his candidacy for the mayor of North Platte. So, Councilman, it sounds like Iron Eagle and the hanging over our heads of Iron Eagle, so to speak, is something that you want to address almost immediately if elected mayor.
Well, we have to. I mean, like I said, last year at the budget in August, I said, okay, I will give you 1 year, and my preference is to try to find somebody to buy it. A couple of the other council members have different opinions. That's fine. We're all a bit fractured on that and a little bit in different areas. Some would say close it. I'd say that costs more money than it actually saves you, and all this other stuff. But, you know, Iron Eagle is such a big issue in this town, and we've just got to get over it. And I think that the best way is for the city to sell it. The second best way is for us to monetize our way back out of it, out the back door. So, yeah, we got to do something. I mean, unfortunately, some people are going to tell you just keep losing the money on it and turn it into a city park and you'll be fine. And I'm not really, I guess, kosher with that. I'd rather take that $300,000 that we could use in city parks and spend it on buying new playground equipment, splash pads, and everything else.
And I know that's one thing that you are passionate about as well. If elected mayor, you want to improve our city parks. You want to put some attention into those as well. That's another thing that you're running on, another thing that you've brought up a couple of times since announcing your candidacy.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's really, really big. And actually, you know, it's even more funny, I guess, is there's other ways to save money besides just Iron Eagle. Everybody points at Iron Eagle. You know, we can always look at, you know, our product supply buying. And right now, everything, see, this is the things that people that are inside that have worked on these, that like me, that are on the council, we know these things that people on the outside don't know, is we can start looking at purchase. These are all administrative things. So again, things that the mayor and your city administrator and that team starts to deal with, your department heads, not as a council level. But is our purchasing, you know, let's look at starting to buy mass purchasing across the city versus from department to department to department. You know, let's start to consolidate some of those things. You know, some of them may not have anything that comes across those lines, but we can start to review those contracts and everything else on those purchases, start to make sure we're bidding all of those out, make sure, I mean, we've had some companies that we've been that we've been paying for years to do these things, and I've never seen a bid proposal come across the council. You know, maybe they're done on the inside, but no one ever sees any of that. So let's make sure we're getting open, transparent bidding processes on everything. Let's make sure that we're trying to get a good value. Not always is the cheapest one the best value, because if they do a crummy job, then it costs you more money in the long run. But, you know, you can find out what a reputable company is pretty quick. I mean, Google has been amazing for that kind of thing. When you see that one-star review up and down all over the place, you know not to probably take that bid. But, you know, there's a lot of things we can do that I think that nickel and dime and cut some of those corners in order to be able to make our city a little more efficient on the budgeting end.
Now, Andrew, we do have about 4 minutes left here in the interview for the week, but you mentioned at the top of the interview, and you mentioned it before, you plan to go door-to-door and talk to your potential constituents, and some may already be your constituents, as you are a city councilman, like we've mentioned. But so folks, if they do see at the door, they see out and about and want to talk to you about issues that they have on their mind, they're always more than welcome to do so, and you're very active on social media as well, too, for that interaction.
Yeah, I'm always posting. Actually, I'm pretty glad you brought all that up. You know, there's Lee for NP on Facebook. There's LeeForNP.com. Feel free to use either way to get a hold of me. You can ask me any question on there. You know, message me, whatever. I don't care. You know, I'll message you even if it's 11 o'clock at night. I'm still up watching something probably, you know.
Or looking at the map of the city.
Or looking at the map of the city is one of the two. I might still be cooking dinner. Who knows? You know, it depends on the night. But, you know, there's so many different things going on. And, you know, I have a meet and greet event coming up here on the 24th. I haven't actually posted on Facebook. I guess I probably should do that today. We're going to be meeting down at Double Dips Ice Cream down here.
Downtown?
Yeah, downtown. You know, downtown is a area where, as a council member, I've spent the last several years being able to help vote for projects to get them caught up and rebuilt so that way they can continue to expand and grow. You know, I mean, they only had 120-year-old infrastructure underneath there, so there's definitely some mess. But I wanted to try to get down to the downtown. I'm going to set some more of those up as we get along here. You know, you guys are participating in the candidate forum coming up here on the 31st. So there's plenty of ways to get a hold of me, to get out there. Like I said, just check the Facebook page. I mean, you'll see all the different things I'm doing on there. I think I posted about this show yesterday on there.
Yep.
So, I mean, you can find out where I'm at pretty quick. Or if not, if you're like, well, where's he been? It's been like 2 days since he posted something. You feel free to message me.
Absolutely.
Ask me any question. I'm good about it. You know, I'm just trying to stay busy and really, really engaged and try to figure out some of the solutions to all these problems. And it's not like, oh, we flipped this one switch and this one. It's like the person that comes in that first day, like, they're going to be hit with a lot of shock and awe. Luckily, I've been kind of in the system. All I have to change is from a legislative side to an administrative side. And then I can start flipping switches all over the place real quick. And luckily for me at my job, I guess, I've been a, you know, turnover artist there and being able to, you know, turn around, you know, my store and be able to make sure that it was not in great shape before to we made great numbers last year when we did that. You know, that's just what I've been able to do, and I'm really excited to be able to share that with the city and have a chance to try to lead the issues from the front versus trying to react on the back end, which is the council. Is usually the firewall. You know, are you sure this is a really good idea? Are you really sure that this is what we should be doing? And you know, that kind of thing. That's really the council's biggest thing. That, and you go into the offices and you're like, you know, let's work on this secretly. Come on, let's do this, let's do this, let's do this. And eventually, after, you know, like 7 years, we get a new fire truck. You know, I mean, things like that. you know, we try to work on different things, but it's definitely a lot harder. It'd be easier to be on that forefront and try to lead on these issues versus being stuck in a group of eight and trying to, you know, when we all have, you know, where I can try to bring all of them together versus me being one of the eight, and then we have to convince another group to, you know, go ahead and take these things on and do them that way. So, you know, yeah, I really want to work on some of those different things, some of those administrative pieces in order to try to nip and tuck things on certain ends. Some of those policies I think would be really, really important to implement right away. We have new accounting software, luckily. We got that finally installed the last couple of years. It took several years to get that done. I mean, so we have the ability to do it. Now it's just time to have the will to do it at the city level.
Well, Andrew, we do have to wrap up, but again, folks can see you March 31st participating in that candidates forum, and then you mentioned the event at Double Dips again that folks can attend also.
Yep, from 6 to 8 p.m. come down, get some ice cream, come talk to me. I'll be dishing out some ice cream, talking to people. I'll be some slave labor that night for her.
Thanks again, Andrew. Always good to see you.
Thanks a lot.
More coming up on KODY after this.